During the course of the anniversary week coming up, we'll hear that the events of September 11th last year have changed American life. A new poll conducted by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press measures that impact and finds that although some of the earliest strong reactions have faded or moderated, there is no 9/11 fatigue. In fact, a solid majority of Americans still say they think frequently about what happened and worry that something like 9/11 will happen again. Andrew Kohut is the director of the Pew Center, and he joins us now. Andy, you interviewed people in New York and in Washington, two of the cities which were attacked, but you also talked to people around the country. Is there a difference in the way people feel?
Well, New Yorkers and Washingtonians have felt more of the direct consequences. Their lives have been more upset. There's more considerations of moving, changing jobs. People take more preventive measures in both Washington and New York and elsewhere. And there's more fear of another attack on New York or Washington than there is for people who live outside of the two targeted areas. But the entire country continues to feel this emotionally. At the beginning of the survey, before anyone knew what it was about, we said, is there anything significant that's happened in your life this year? Many people gave us, well, we had a birth, we had a death, we had divorces, we went to college. But fully 38% of the Americans all around the country mentioned the 9/11 attacks. Now, in Washington, it was 44%. New York was 51%, was higher. But this was an important part of people's lives. 97% said they remembered where they were when it happened. You don't get many 97s in surveys.
You got a 62% on the question of anxiety about another attack. 62% of the American people, the whole country, expressed themselves as being very worried or somewhat worried that this would happen again. You know, that seems high to me. I would have thought that kind of concern would level out as time passes.
It has gone up and down. In June, when we heard about the dirty bomb suspect, and there were warnings about 4th of July coming up, it was up to 76%. And it's been up and down, but never below 50%. The real legacy that shapes public opinion on policy issues for the country is this sense of vulnerability. Americans feel threatened.
But you also found that the consensus on what to do with that anxiety, how to react to government efforts to protect the public and so on, that has changed, it's diminished, as almost as if on reflection, people are not sure about some of the proposals that were made right after 9/11 happened.
One of the stunning results of this survey was that 72% told us that it's too early to judge whether the war in Afghanistan has been a success. That despite the quicker-than-expected victory and the routing of the Taliban, the driving of al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan, yet Americans say, wait a minute, let's not jump to any conclusions. And of course, this week, Karzai was nearly assassinated. So Americans are paying attention to this issue, and they are not so quick to make the positive judgments that they were in this emotional state that we were in last fall.
But there are still solid majorities for military action. What does that mean?
Well, one of the legacies of 9/11 is the willingness to use force, the willingness to spend a lot of money on defense to protect the country. There's even support for preemptive strikes on countries that are developing weapons of mass destruction. Now, people want deterrence more than they want preemption, and Iraq is not a done deal in terms of a final sale from the president to the public, but still, there is so much more disposition to use force than there was in the 1990s because we feel threatened.
Part of that group that feels threatened apparently are women. Women generally tell pollsters that they're more concerned about education and health and domestic concerns, domestic policy concerns, and less concerned about foreign policy, military spending, and so on. Not so now.
That's changed. One of the reasons we've had a gender gap was over questions of the use of force, an aggressive military position. And after 9/11, women are saying in equal numbers with men protect us. Now, women are much more wary of casualties than men are, and there's not a total diminution of the gender gap, but it's narrowed considerably on issues of foreign policy issues and military force issues.
You found that the president's approval rating, while it is still high, has been going steadily down. It goes down in your poll as well.
He's at 60% in this poll, which was conducted in the final 2 weeks of August. That's only 9 percentage points higher than he was on September 10th, and it's a lot different than the 80% levels that he recorded in the fall of 2001. Part of it is politics coming back, Democrats becoming less, more critical of the president. Part of it is the fact that the domestic agenda is now as important to the American public as terrorism.
Anxious as we are, we're not losing complete sight of what's happening here.
Well, the public recognizes that this economy is a shaky one, and people are worried about their jobs, and they're worried about making progress. They see that stock market threatening their 401ks, and the public wants action on both fronts. They want the president to be in two places at once.
Andrew Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Andy, thank you very much for coming in.
Well, you're welcome.